people will say to me, Daisy, you're so fashioned. You're just a prude. I'm really not a prude. Am I a prude? I'm really not a prude.
I don't think you are.
I really don't think I am. But there is this level of just rotting in our culture.
Go use your body to make coin.
Yeah.
So they're basically just saying, go and be a prostitute.
Yeah. Be a hoe. Not be a prostitute. Because that also is too long to say.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
No one has common sense anymore.
We live in a time where...
I love how you start this.
I know.
Like you're trying to get all philosophical about this horrible music video. Like, what is that? We live in a time. What are you even doing?
I was
like, what are you doing?
I was trying to do that theater.
Like, you're doing like the theater?
We live in a world.
Who's the guy that interviews like the Bravo? It's on Bravo at the time, inside the actor studio.
James like, Lipton. I loved him.
You became James Lipton. I was like, we live in a time. What is your favorite curse word? Well, obviously, it's pussy in this case, because that's all we're going to be saying today on this podcast. And I'm sorry. And if you had kids in the car, I'm really sorry. But you're going to have to, like, clear them out, because this ridiculous podcast is going to be ridiculous in every way because of a ridiculous music video by Cardi B. And I blame her.
Well, and you should. Cardi B is an example of everything that is wrong with America.
Yes, it is.
And we talk a lot about the fact that terrible behavior gets rewarded all the time in our culture. I can't think of a better example now. I can't.
We both talk a lot about culture rot. You know I said the word, but I can't help saying the word. We're going to be saying the word.
We don't want to say the word.
I don't want to say the word.
It's not part of our normal routine vocabulary.
Listen. You could just tell your kids that we were talking about a cat. All right? But the bottom line is, there's such extreme... We're not. But there's such extreme culture rot now. And people will say to me, Daisy, you're so fashioned. You're just a prude. I'm really not a prude. Am I a prude? I'm really not a prude.
I don't think you are.
I really don't think I am. But there is this level of just rotting in our culture. And it makes me sad for my kids, really.
And I don't think because we were just talking with one of our producers at our regular radio show about that. And he was making the point, it was about a different topic entirely, but it fits here, because he was saying, I think that we're just getting older. And so things that we think are outrageous or wrong or terrible now is just exactly like when our parents were thinking things were terrible and wrong and awful about when we were young.
Yeah. It's
you
like,
know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like when my mom was a kid and she listened to Elvis, her parents were like, oh my God, like that guy's moving his hips.
Yeah.
On television, it's terrible, right? Like, because he moved his hips and that's terrible. And my mom was like, what? What is the big deal? He's moving his hips. And now we think Elvis, that guy is lame.
And tame.
And tame, next to what's happening on, you know, the screens now, which is Cardi B singing this song. So it's like become this natural progression. Is it natural? This progression of just the culture going in this direction of just hypersexualization and rot.
Well, and it's interesting because that you say hypersexualization, because so many, there's feminists on both sides of this issue, right? They can never get out of their own way. So liberal feminists will either be on the side of Cardi B, and by the way, we are talking about the WAP music video, which was just released with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
That's old English, by the way. It's old English, the T-H-E-E.
That's right. And WAP, for those of you who don't know, stands for wet ass pussy. I didn't want to say it. I'm just saying that's what it stands for. It's not my fault. So you can't be mad that I said it. I'm just simply telling you.
I know, but when you say it, I get mad at you. I totally do. I do. I can't help it. I get mad. I'm like, ew, stop it, girl. I get mad. Get mad at you.
Oh my gosh. I don't even remember what my train of thought was.
I don't want to get mad at you. That you're talking about the video. That's where we
are. Right. There was like a point I was going to make about the video.
I'm sorry.
I don't even remember.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure we'll come back to it. But really, the reason that we're having this conversation at all is because this video just came out, and it's with these two women, along with a cameo, by the way, a couple cameos, one by Kylie Jenner, one by the singer/dancer Normani. Oh, this is what I was talking about, the feminists.
Yes,
so feminists. There are two sets of feminists, right? Liberal feminists are either look at me naked. I'm going to put my boobs and all my junk in your face mm-hmm. because I'm so empowered. And then there are the feminists like Ashley Judd who are like, hypersexualization and objectification of women is horrible. Porn has to be completely abolished. You know, they're on very different sides because they say this is degrading to women and it's awful for women and it's patriarchy, blah. So you can't even get agreement between liberal feminists about whether or not this is bad or
yeah.
not bad.
Yeah.
Right? You made me watch this video yesterday, so I should be mad at you.
Well, because I saw it come across my feed. And, you know, I'm the mother of I have a 30-year-old, a 26-year-old, a girl and a boy. Those are my stepkids, my older stepkids. And then I have a 10-year-old girl. So I'm constantly looking at music and new music and what I think maybe she could be exposed to at any point in time when she is ever outside of our home. And, you know, she loves music. My 10-year-old loves music. Now, she doesn't listen to Cardi B, but she loves music. And you just never know. Because, you know, when they watch, like, YouTube or anything or they see music, there's always a rabbit hole. There's always somebody who's like, look at this new music or whatever. She knows who Cardi B is. Oh, and yeah. So, you know, kids know, right? So I'm like, okay, so I thought, I'm going to watch this. Oh my God. I just watched the video.
And you watched it before you read the lyrics,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I watched it before I read the lyrics. And even not seeing the lyrics, I was like, what is this garbage? I mean, it's not even a song. Mm-mm. Like, listen, I actually like some rap music. I'm okay with it. I like Kanye, you know? I even like some Jay-Z stuff. I'm fine. I'm okay with some rap stuff. I like some rap music.
And actually, I like some really dirty, naughty rap
music. Yeah, I mean, there's some of it is fine.
What's the one with Eminem and the guy that died? Who am I always sad
about?
Oh,
Nate Dogg. You love Nate Dogg.
I loved him.
She loved Nate Dogg. She was so sad about Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, I'm fine with some of it. It's just that this...
Because now we have the visual, right? It's not just about the music. It's not about the hearing.
Well, the music sucks. I mean, I don't even like the music. It's not even good.
Music is a very kind term.
It's not even music. It's just her. I don't think she's talented. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. And when you look at the lyrics, too, I'm just like, this is so gratuitous and just so gross. And I don't like it.
It's horrendous.
It is.
If you haven't seen it, I don't want to tell you to watch it because I would feel bad for asking that of any of our listeners. I would assume that probably people have already been exposed to it.
It's basically strippers.
But it's strippers and a lot of visual representations of just really sexual things.
Yeah.
And by the way, Cardi B, as much as I hate to say this, is a mother. She has a child.
A daughter.
She
has a daughter.
And I just cannot believe that this is stuff that she feels good about doing. But here was a point I saw, I think, from somebody on Twitter about this. Because there's a lot of black women who I saw being really grossed out, just like we are,
yeah.
about this video.
Yeah, there are.
And what they were saying was, and they were spot on, is that as long as there is a market and a demand for this kind of depravity, people like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion mm-hmm. are going to continue to create and fill that void because that is where the coin is.
Yeah, that's what they right? say. They say, well, we're going to go get the coin. This mm-hmm. is what they say. It's all about the money, right?
Yeah.
They're going to go make their money. But then there are a lot of black women and on Twitter and stuff like that. We were looking at some comments today where they were saying stuff like, this is just so embarrassing. So embarrassing for black women. And it's got to be. It's got to be.
I don't know how it isn't.
Because as a white woman, if I, you know, I would say that about white women.
I already say that about Britney Spears' Instagram account.
I say it about Britney Spears, and I say it about Miley Cyrus. When Miley Cyrus did all the crap that she did, remember with Robin Thicke?
Yeah.
We were the first ones to come out and go, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that crap.
And also, her ass looked like a chicken. So there was that whole problem.
Buck, buck. Yeah, it's just, you don't need to do that crap. I mean, because you have a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
So knock it off.
Now, Cardi B, unfortunately, cannot say the same.
Her voice grates. Yeah.
But she is wealthy beyond measure because there is a market for her garbage.
Yeah. And who is the market? Young girls.
And probably
presumably
young boys too.
And young boys. I'm presuming.
My kid, I have an almost 15-year-old who loves hip hop and cannot stand her. Absolutely cannot stand her.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it is more girls that listen.
Yeah. And what are they learning from this?
They're learning that their bodies are what makes them valuable.
And their bodies are what make the coin. That's what gives them the coin, right? Not mm-hmm. their minds, but it's their body. So how is that empowering?
Yeah.
What is empowering about that?
I thought it would be probably helpful to read some of the lyrics.
Oh, here we go.
So just to give you an idea, because and if you can imagine these two women in this video kind of acting out the lyrics. I guess that's one way to look at that video. Mm-hmm. And again, the song is called WAP. We already told you what that stands for. So here's just the beginning. We'll just get to a few lines. Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. Hold up.
Really? There's some whores in the house?
Four times.
Oh, my God.
I said certified freak, 7 days a week, wet ass pussy, make that pullout game weak. Woo. By the way, Ben Shapiro read this.
He did?
He read these lyrics
in his
podcast. Did
he have his little, yamacon? Because I would love to see that.
He got mocked so hard.
Because he wouldn't
say
the P word.
He wouldn't say the P word. Now, it's probably being bleeped right now in our podcast as well, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize he was censoring himself.
Yeah.
We're having our producer do that for us. Mm-hmm. But he was actually saying
P word. P word.
So it just seemed ridiculous.
Well, he was probably making it easier for his producer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. That's just a courtesy.
So Cardi B, the chorus. This is the chorus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you f***ing some wet ass p***y. Bring a bucket and mop for this wet ass p***y. Give me everything you got for this wet ass p***y.
That's a great chorus. I mean, that took a lot of genius right there. It's almost like it was like McCartney and Lennon writing that.
I'm blushing just reading that.
I mean, it's just, wow.
Let's try a verse. Now, I just want you to imagine, if you will, your 10-year-old singing along to this. Beat it up, N-word, catch a charge, extra large and extra hard, put this p***y right in your face, swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I want to ride, I do a kegel while it's inside, spit in my mouth, look in my eyes, you get the idea. It gets worse, if that's even possible. But that's the song. That's the song, and I'm using that in air quotes because it's not actual music. That's the song.
Yeah.
And so the video is of the two of them grinding around, and like there's statues of, or fountains rather, of like boobs that are squirting out. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just gross.
And of course, Kylie Jenner's in it.
And that's a whole other part of the story, which cracks me up, because now there's actually a change.org petition to have her removed from the video.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner's in it, and she doesn't do anything.
No, and that's part of the reason
she has maybe her nipples like covered with some leopard something. I don't know. It's probably her mask that she wore into the shoot. And she just covered her nipples. She like ripped it and then covered her nipples with it. And then she looks over at a tiger.
Mm-hmm. I think she's wearing a tiger suit, like a leotard that's like tigery.
Is it tigery?
I think so.
It's ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing. She walks in and...
That's it. She just walks.
That's it. She walks down
the
hall.
Well, she also looks like as sultry as she can. Like
yeah. She's like, I'm a Kardashian. My sister had a sex tape and that's why I have $1 billion. Today.
You can just read that all
and it, and again, this is what we do. We reward horrible things in this country. And this is, she's the personification of that walking down that hall, right? Mm-hmm. Kylie Jenner.
So people are mad that Cardi B allowed, and Megan Thee Stallion, that they allowed Kylie Jenner into the video where she didn't do anything but kind of just strut down a hallway and look super sexy. And so what was super funny about that is that people made that a race issue. So because Normani, who is also in the video, and she actually dances at the end, like she, and I think she is a dancer, so she's dancing at the end. And so people are upset because Normani, the black girl, has to work in the video.
Oh, she has to dance.
She has to dance.
I see.
And Kylie Jenner doesn't have to do anything.
So she has white privilege.
Right. In fact, the one person, Danielle Young, who actually is a blue check mark on Twitter, said, Normani did all this and Kylie walked down the hall and opened a door. If that's not a perfect visual indication of black women having to do the most and white women, you know, having their privilege or whatever, I don't know what is. So this is where we are, is that people are mad that Kylie did what Kylie does, which is just look pretty.
Or maybe, yeah, exactly. That's all she does.
That's all she does.
And it's not like she can dance.
Right.
It's
not going to make her do that.
Yeah, because if she did that, that would ruin the whole visual because she would look ridiculous. Yeah, because it'd be like Elaine on Seinfeld. You don't want that, you guys. You don't want that.
Although that would have actually made it better.
It would make a much better video, at least during that few 5 seconds.
So, like, imagine now that we're in a world where Cardi B is defending Kylie Jenner by saying, not everything is about race.
Oh, really? Seriously?
Really? Because I don't know if she's seen 2020, but that's all it's about.
That's all it is. That's basically what the past, 6 months has been about. Good Lord, Cardi B.
So, yeah, Cardi B had a lot to say back to this complaint. She said, why did I put Kylie on my music video? She treated my sister and daughter so lovely at her kid B-Day party. Travis and Set, that's short for Offset.
Oh, Offset is her baby daddy, right? Is that right?
She calls him Set.
Set. I mean, because she can't be bothered to call him by his full name, his full God-given name.
Of Offset.
Offset.
You don't want to be formal.
No, it's like, you just want to keep it cash. Keep it cash when you're... I'm going to start calling you Ma. Because I can't be bothered to call you Ma.
She says, Travis and Set are real close. And Kris Jenner have given me advice on certain things I ask for.
Yeah.
And her husband, real cool with mine. Well, okay, so she's married to
Offset. You know, I mean, I can see where Kris Jenner will give her advice on getting the coin. She knows a lot about that and a lot about making sex tapes with her daughter to get the coin.
She continued, Normani is one of the best female artists that dances. Like, she dances her effing A off. Oh. Why would she open a door? Please tell me how that would make sense. The best part of the song is the beat and hook. It what makes you want to shake your A. And then she said, not everything is about race. There's issues out here in the world that it is about race that I preach all the time about. Mm. This is not about effing race.
That's right. It's not.
Wow.
Okay.
By the way, mm-hmm. I think on change.org petitions, they were looking for 50,000 signatures.
How many did they get?
Well, probably they're over that by now. But because last night when I saw this write-up, they were already at 37,000. The whole petition, the nature of it or the description of it just says, the video was perfect until we saw Kylie and I wanted to throw my phone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the video was perfect. In fact, they should just kick her out because she is really too white. Not trashy enough. And you know what? They should keep the tiger, though, because that was classy.
Yeah,
they should totally keep the tiger, don't you think? and all the statues with the boobs squirting things out of them, because that was super classy too. They should keep that in there.
I mean,
don't you think?
You know what? I wonder if I can get that video that I sent you to play, because Megan Thee Stallion, she had a Zoom call with Cardi B and like some other people. I don't even know who the other people are.
They were discussing women's empowerment, black women's empowerment in these videos. And
it's pretty interesting. It's just 40 seconds. But what you'll hear is Megan Thee Stallion mm-hmm. explaining why it's okay to be proud of being a hoe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play that.
Yeah.
Sucking and fucking. At the end of the day, me being a hoe, like these people say, like, honestly, I liberate a lot of hoes. You feel me? When I hear Cardi talk about popping some pussy, me and my bitches is with it. Like, that liberate us because it's like, fuck you, self-respect as hoes. Cause how y'all got self-respect? Like, I don't think y'all got self-respect like that. Cause first of all, you supposed to tax these niggas. That's self-respect. You feel me? Like, it make me feel liberated. Like, I love crossing boundaries. Cause guess what? Scare money don't make no money. If you gonna be scared to get that money, you gonna be scared to be yourself and say, this who I am, then you ain't gonna get that coin like that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm still okay.
So scared money is not going to get you any money. Is that?
Yeah.
That was the thesis of that's what she was trying to lay down there.
She feels liberated.
Being a hoe. Okay. This is the new feminism, right? This is new feminism. This is why I'm not a feminist, y'all. One of the many reasons I'm not a feminist, because this is seriously, it's a new face of liberal feminism. This is what it looks like. It looks like tigers and being a hoe walking down the hall in a music video.
What is even happening mm-hmm. in our world?
Yeah.
That is, I mean, so the thing is that Cardi B, I don't know about Megan Thee Stallion, she's only 25, I think, but like Cardi B has a daughter.
Yeah.
So at what point is she going to be like, oh crap, You know what I mean? Or is she?
I don't think that's going to happen. Well, so, I mean, Kylie has a daughter, too. And Kylie participated in this video. And her daughter's what, two?
Yeah, maybe a little older even
and
by
she
now.
Has nieces. She has nieces and nephews that are of age to understand what's going on in this. They could watch this video. I know she has.
So what is the messaging? Is the messaging then exactly what Megan Thee Stallion said? Like, this is liberating and empowering to be this way? So just use your body. Mm-hmm. Because that's what gives you value.
Yeah.
Go use your body to make coin.
Yeah.
So they're basically just saying, go and be a prostitute.
Yeah. Be a hoe, not be a prostitute. Because that also is too long to say. Because it's kind of like
she can't say her husband's whole God-given name.
You can't say the whole God-given name. You just can, and you don't want to say prostitute because that's way too long. Because you just want to say hoe.
That's fancy.
It is. It's just hoe. Fancy. You want to be cash. So that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, this is where we are. This is why. And I know a lot of people will say about us that we're just being prudes, right? Mm-hmm. That is what a lot of liberal feminists will say. They'll just be like, well, you know, they're conservative, they're prudes. You know, what do they know?
This is like our parents being upset about Madonna's sex book. Remember?
I guess.
But even in the 80s, you know.
But Madonna would probably love this video.
I'm surprised she's not in this video.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the tiger. I don't know. I don't know.
She does look a lot like a tiger these days.
But you know what I mean? Like, that was shocking back then. Now it's like so tame. Her sex book of her standing naked in the street. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, hitchhiking.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a big deal. But this is the same. Like, I guess this just happens in every generation where we're always going to look at younger generations and think, oh my God, they're out of control. This is outrageous.
It doesn't mean, though, that our culture is not rotting, because I really feel that it is. And I feel like there's been a huge decline in our culture over the past 20, 25 years.
Because where do we go from this?
Where do we go from this?
I mean, is everybody just going to be having sex in videos?
Well, they're close to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the lyrics you can't get much worse than that. You can't. The only thing that's missing is a dude having sex with her in the video. And we're pretty close. I mean, the stuff that we've seen on Netflix and everything lately, there's hardcore sex in movies that are right there for your kids to see. We're pretty close to it.
Yeah.
So we're not far. Listen, like I said, I mean, there's a time and a place for that sort of thing for adults maybe to see those things. But, you know, this is stuff that children and teenagers are consuming. It's not just, you know, adults.
And I care, you know, it would be an interesting social experiment to actually, you know, write on Twitter how horrendous this video is just to see the responses. Because people love Cardi B. They love Megan Thee Stallion. They love all these people. They will come out in defense of this garbage.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Like, harder than
anything.
And
the Kardashians. They love the Kardashians. And the fact that Kylie is in it, it was kind of a brilliant move on her part, as brilliant as Cardi B can be, you know, because she put her in it.
Yeah.
Because she knew that it would help sort of diffuse the criticism, even though this is the nastiest thing, one of the nastiest things I've seen. And man, we've seen a lot in 2020, right? But this is it's just gross. It's just gross. It's gross video, you know?
Well, the lyrics are gross. The song isn't music.
Yeah, it isn't.
It's just horrendous.
It's just gross. I mean, I miss music. I miss music. I miss good rap music. This is just trash. It's gross.
Yeah, it is. Now, of course, it did reach number one on iTunes this past Friday.
Of course it did.
Because once again, this is exactly what there is a market for, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, but that's what people want.
Yeah, it's basically glorifying, you know, it's degrading to women is what it is. It really is. It is. Because women are better than that. You know, they're more than just that.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because, you know, one of the points that we've made frequently about just feminists and this idea of showing their bodies all the time and using their bodies is that it's giving the patriarchy exactly what it wants.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, on one hand, they're constantly complaining about being objectified and only looked at as sexual objects. And then they're saying, here is my sexuality in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And the patriarchy is like, yay.
All right, well, thanks.
I didn't even have to do anything for that.
Mm-hmm.
You're just handing it right over.
It's like being in a strip club.
So how is this fighting the man?
Yeah, I mean, it literally is a strip club in a video, right?
I mean, yeah. Anyway, that is what's popular now. That is us as a society rewarding, once again, terrible, disgusting behavior.
It's just so peak 2020.
You know what I'll be really interested to hear is, because we got a very, very nice review on iTunes, the podcast platform, on this podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast, which you should be subscribing to if you're not already, and telling all of your friends. And it's very, very nice when we get so many nice reviews and people are so sweet. And then every now and then we'll hear from a liberal. And this review from this week is from a liberal, and it's love. It's liberal love.
I can't, wow.
And it's, this actually means more, I think, than even when we get conservative love, because it's almost expected in a way.
Yeah.
We know people are going to agree with
us. Like, this probably hurt this person to sit down and do this. Or it was just a little bit more of an effort, you know?
I love this. So this comes from Becky, I think. She says, I'm a liberal lady who has been looking for a palatable conservative podcast, and I'm so glad I found you two. I don't agree with everything you say, but I think you're funny, and you're helping me to have respect and empathy for different views and realize where we're similar instead of focusing only on the polarizing differences.
I love that.
And I just love that too, because it makes me have somewhat of a restored sense of faith in humanity.
Hope. It gives me some hope, too.
Yeah, because you realize, you know, aside from what the media is showing us all the time, saying that there's hatred everywhere, like when people interact genuinely,
there's goodness.
There is goodness, and yeah, there's kindness, and there's a willingness to hear each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That meant a lot.
Yeah, and I love that, because I feel like, just like what you said, when you are out in public and you're interacting with other people, it's not like you're talking about politics.
Yeah.
You know, you're not doing that. You're just talking. You're just humans. And so I love hearing stuff like that, mm-hmm, you know, because we're all in this boat together. You know?
And it's not to say that we don't love the conservative love, too.
We are you kidding? Keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
Please leave a comment.
Because listen, we get a lot of hate mail, too,
right,
and we need it.
So we would appreciate your comments, and we would appreciate you following us on all the things.
All of them. Okay, where can you guys reach us? Chicksontheright.com, first and foremost. And then also we're on Facebook, probably for like 2 more weeks until they shut us down. So if we do get shut down there, go to our YouTube channel, which is
The Mock and Daisy Show.
The Mock and Daisy Show, yes. And we are on Facebook Live every morning around 7:30 Eastern time, doing a Facebook Live there until they, like I said, until they shut us down, because Mark Zuckerberg is an alien from Gleeborg 9. And then we're on Instagram at Chicks on Right. We're on Twitter at Chicks on Right.
And Parler.
And Parler.
That's at Chicks on Right.
That is where all the freedom-loving people are.
For real.
Yeah, they're there. They're going there. So they're going, like, quick. A lot of people are out there. So go there, too. And then what am I forgetting?
Our radio show. Yeah. You can hear us actually every single weekday, if you'd like, from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time in the mornings on WIBC.com.
You guys have a fantastic week.
Bye.
Bye.